On September the 11th, enemies of freedom committed an act of war against our country.
I know that my father, he wouldn't have just left them. He wouldn't have just left everyone behind. He would have looked for his workers. He would have helped people.
Each of us will remember what happened that day and to whom it happened. We'll remember the moment the news came, where we were, and what we were doing.
I can't find anybody from 5 rescues and 7 squads. And
we got a building collapse with officers possibly trapped in the train station.
Some will remember an image of a fire or a story of rescue. Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever.
He absolutely saved my life, and he had training as a firefighter. The idea of him coming back up and saving me is like just totally incredible. What a hero.
And I will carry this. It is the police shield of a man named George Howard, who died at the World Trade Center trying to save others. It was given to me by his mom, Arlene, as a proud memorial to her son.
We lost people that have given over 40 years.
They should have been here already. The rig is not back. They're not back. They should have been back.
It is my reminder of lives that ended in a task that does not end.
For too long, the world has just shrugged its shoulders at terrorism. But we now know that none of us as Americans can avoid that terrorism unless we take strong action against it.
We got one half of 13 George unaccounted for. We got 6 World Trade, 7 World Trade, and the North Tower. We got reports of officers trapped under the
bridge. We saw it in New York City today. Firemen and policemen, volunteers, men and women from all over America and other countries were there together working to recover from this horrible, horrible incident.
There's double MOS is trapped inside of Building 5.
The horror of it all is all of the first alarm, second alarm, third alarm, fifth alarm companies. They're all in there.
We have suffered great loss. And in our grief and anger, we have found our mission and our moment.
Shock was days ago, and trembling and fear was 2 days ago, and now it's I'm angered, and I want to get back in there and try to save.
I know there are struggles ahead and dangers to face, but this country will define our times, not be defined by them.
My brother works in the 91st floor, and he's unaccounted for at this time.
There was no people to be seen. Even the dogs couldn't find people.
As long as the United States of America is determined and strong, this will not be an age of terror.
I drove down the West Side Highway, and there were people cheering, and it just, I think it rose everybody, it elevated everybody's spirits at that time. And there's some fine people down there, the finest people I've ever seen trying to help.
And I want to say one more thing. Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my royal Irish ass.
People say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside. Took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger. That's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country is just out looking for a fight. After 9/11.
Wanted to do a tribute to 9/11. I hope that it has brought back some memories, and I hope that we do never forget what happened in our country. And I certainly hope that as we go forth through this political season that we are currently in, that those that are in charge will realize that is a country made up of multinationalities, multi-people. But the one thing that we do pride ourselves on is that it is our country, not one person's, our country. And all of us have a stake in our country. We're getting ready to, they're getting ready, not we. I think most of us know how we feel about the Iran deal, such as it is, but we are getting ready for Congress to go through the, I'm just going to say, go through the motions of approving it, because I have no faith that anybody will put any brakes on it, particularly after where the Senate stands on this. There'll be some posturing, and people will make some big statements about it, but in the end, there will be a deal. And if I am wrong, I am would be so pleased to be wrong about where I think that they're going on this, but I don't have much faith in them. However, there is always hope, I guess. That's what keeps most of us going, is the hope that things will get better. And if you're in business, you are constantly hopeful, and you most of the time look at the glasses half full, even when good sense tells us it's definitely empty, Ann. So I certainly hope that y'all have a good day. I hope that you do spend some time thinking about 9/11. If you do get a chance to go to New York, I highly recommend that you go to the One World Freedom Tower there that's been built. It is a phenomenal experience. I also hope that you spend a little time looking at the memorial to 9/11 there. It's just it's pretty awesome with the water and the people, and spend a little time being quiet while you're there, just taking it all in. It's a pretty overwhelming experience. I've been there, and that's my feeling about it anyways.